Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Good to be back from vacation. Now that the holidays have come and gone, we look ahead. We get the final regular season weekend of the NFL. Thankfully, no more Jets and Giants after Sunday, unfortunately. But thankfully, the way the season has gone, then we can turn our attention to the teams that matter with the wild card round, division round. For me, BT, those are the two best weekends in all of sports. Couple of things. You mentioned before about building a team. When we're talking about Bregman, I was saying the Yankees need to get Bregman to complete the offseason and have a home run. But you wanted to further that point about building a team. Doesn't need to be now. So you'd be okay with the Yankees not getting Bregman and just waiting for in-season?
It's not what I really want, but I wouldn't go nuts. Listen, I think that we've become so fixated on, and I understand why we have to do it, because we get paid to give an opinion in the moment. But I think that there's like so much finality attached to so many opinions that I think it kind of almost forces us to overlook some nuance, right? And I think, and what I mean by that is very simple. All right, so the Yankees lose Juan Soto. The Yankees have not gotten anybody remotely close to, you know, replicate his offensive performance, because there's nobody really out there that you can get. So you've got to go strength in numbers and maybe try to add to other strengths to make a better team. And for me, and I've said this, like, I love what the Yankees have done. They strengthened the starting staff. They strengthened the back of the rotation, back of the bullpen. They become better defensively, which is what plagued them in inning five, game five of the World Series, obviously, and really all year. They're slow. That changed a little bit. I just think, for me, maybe this is a resolution that I'm stumbling upon from a baseball perspective, especially with the Yankees. One thing the Yanks have earned is a little benefit of the doubt, where the team that you see now, I promise you, it's not going to be the team that goes into the divisional series game one if they get there, which I believe that they will. It's not how they roll. It's not how they're built. It's not who they are. So whether it's Jazz at third and some no-name at second, or Jazz at second and some combination of DJ and Cabrera, whatever, I just think that the Yankees have done enough now. But before they got Bellinger, I didn't feel this way. And Goldschmidt on a 1 year, which I'm okay with, even though I wanted Walker.
Yeah.
I think they've done enough now where I'm like, all right, now I'm going to stop yelling like a lunatic. Now I got to see what's next. But I do believe something else is coming. And when it does, I'll probably like what it is. Yeah, they know they got to do a little more.
I couldn't disagree more. Now, you're right. Like, teams get, and by the way, even if they, let's just say they get Bregman, the team that they field on opening day is not going to be the same team that is in game one of the postseason. Like, generally, those things don't happen. It's very rare that you stay healthy or you have the same parts. However, to complete, to me, just the offseason, forget about what's going to happen in the regular season or the results and trade deadline and, you know, this and that, to complete a near-perfect offseason after losing the best player on the market in Juan Soto, they need Bregman. He's just the perfect fit to their puzzle. Do I love Bregman long term? No, but I don't love Goldschmidt at first base either. But the combination of the two, like, I would hate Arenado for either the Mets or the Yankees. The Mets, they certainly don't need him. fits the Yankees a little bit more, but he's not the bat that Bregman is. And Bregman is a proven guy in the postseason.
He's not going to be that bad at Yankee Stadium. Yeah, not as a righty. That is for damn sure. He doesn't go to right field at all.
He's still a gamer. He's been good in the postseason.
Well, then why don't you want him?
Because I think the Mets need an impact bat, whereas the Yankees...
The Yankees need a bat.
They screwed up then letting Juan Soto go.
But that's a discussion. Like, they tried. They didn't get him. I've already moved on. It is what it is.
Correct. So now how are they building their team? Pitching and defense. Bregman is a great defensive player. You brought in Max Fried. You better get somebody at third base who can catch the ball.
Which I've talked about. Right, so now, I can't give him 7 years, Sal.
Understood, but forget about that for a second. Bregman, the player that he is, good defensive guy, proven in the postseason. I don't think the market is going to be too big for him. He brings a good glove, good personality, clutch ability,
yep,
and the ability to lengthen out the lineup. He does multiple things that I think help the Yankees. And to me, what has been plan B or C, whatever you want to label it, that would be the completing of the off-season puzzle. Obviously, plenty of work to do in season, but I don't think you could do much better after you lose Soto than get arguably the best pitcher available, arguably the best reliever available. You get Bellinger, who's a versatile, good bat, could play center or first base. You get Paul Goldschmidt, a proven vet, a good glove.
Second half numbers were actually much better. Okay. So maybe again, there's a sign he's not done. Like, bat speed, velo, things pointing favorably to a decent season.
We both wanted Walker more.
Definitely.
Which is why I say that, okay, I'll live with Goldschmidt if it is in accordance with Bregman at third base.
Okay, so this further illuminates where I'm going. Like, again, I know this is what we do, but to declare, like, I'm not even saying that you're doing this, but like to declare a definitive grade to the Yankees offseason, not that I won't do it, not that I'm afraid to do it, I can't do it because I don't know what Volpe's going to be this year. I don't know what Dominguez is going to be this year. I don't know, though I think Wells will be really good. I've said it a million times. I don't know exactly what he's going to be. Hell, I don't know if Gerrit Cole is still a stud. I think he is. I think Weaver's going to be great in the eighth inning, setting up Devin Williams is going to be filthy. But I don't know, is he a one-year wonder? I mean, Luke Weaver didn't just burst on the scene. Luke Weaver's been around for a while. Like, right. And he didn't really do much to distinguish himself outside of last year. And now that happens with relief pitchers, so maybe this is, you know, last year was the first of a couple-of-the-year renaissance for Weaver. He's going to be good, but I don't know for sure. I don't know if Goldschmidt's done or he's not. There's just too many projections that I really don't know. But I do think the Yankees' pivot has been very smart. And I'll tell you what it does. It shows you that while deep down they're probably disappointed they didn't get Soto, they were never, I don't even, Olin's corny, but they were juggling multiple sound plans in their pursuit of Soto, knowing if they dropped that one or he just didn't want to go back there, whatever, that they had something else that I think in the opinion of everybody, including me, they'll be a playoff team barring catastrophe.
Well, I mean, the American
League. Absolute catastrophe.
They're basically a playoff team every year, and the American League stinks. All I'm saying is, doesn't mean I'm not going to give you a win total prediction, all that stuff. All I'm saying is I don't think they've done enough yet this offseason to make up for losing Soto. If they get Bregman, I go into the clubhouse, I go into spring training saying, I feel great about what the Yankees did in the offseason, considering that they lost Soto, the way that they went about rebuilding everything else would be good. I feel like they're missing one more piece, and to me, that piece that's out there is Bregman. Now, unless they make a trade, I'm not talking about Arenado, unforeseen trade, but Walker would have been different had they got Walker. Maybe I would have said, okay, I'm
then
fine.
Then you go Arenado with third base. Then you can justify that more because you're going to hit more than Goldie, you think. Yeah.
Goldschmidt was not the big move. They're one move away.
Where would you hit Bregman? You see him as a two-hitter?
That's a great question. You have to really think about the Yankee lineup. They have some interesting pieces.
I understand that. That's why it's hard for me to pin down who they are, although I think they're good.
Right, but without Bregman, I just know that they don't have enough in my mind.
But I doesn't mean they can't get enough to win a World Series. I agree with that.
Well, enough going into the season.
Because if they don't get Bregman, and let's say they open the season with Goldschmidt and, say, Jazz at second and Volpe and Wells beyond the plate and Cabrera and DJ at third, which none of us would like, and Bellinger in center and Judge in right and Dominguez in left and a sick staff and a sick bullpen, we're all getting on the air saying they're at least a wild card team, right? I mean, everybody's going to say they're a playoff team.
Maybe. I don't like that team, though, going
into
the season.
But I agree. But it's definitely enough to be a playoff team, at least on paper, right? Barring an unforeseen catastrophe.
I mean,
my point is, I think there's another move, but I don't need it to be now. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't need to just scratch my itch and say, and I'm okay with Bregman, and he's a winner in a game, right? Just 7 years, and I know he's not going to hit as a righty with thump at the stadium.
See who shakes available at the deadline.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, but you would agree that they need more.
They need more to win a World Series?
Well, absolutely they need more. So whether it happens.
They're winning a World Series with this team. Yeah. I honestly, even with Bregman, I'm not sure if they do.
Well,
the Dodgers?
Me neither, but at least I would say, okay, you're loaded going into the season, and then you got a plan for stuff that happens in season, and then maybe you go out, hey, Goldschmidt is no good. We need to get a bat at first base. Or
well, at that point, maybe you put Belly in. Yeah. But let's say Goldschmidt flops, put Belly at first, and if Dominguez is doing well, put Dominguez in center, get a left fielder. There's always ways to do it, and that's it's one thing Cashman's pretty good at, like, you know, putting the Yankees in position to win in April, and then, you know, finding a bullpen when it's all said and done and give this team a chance.
You could say the same thing about the Mets. All right, well, they got sold to the big fish. If they don't get Pete back, fine. Go find another bat in season. I would not feel good about their offseason. Manaea back? Check. Soto, obviously, check, check, check. They need to bring Alonso back. Then I think their offseason, at least I'd be like, okay, I'm good, and then figure out the rest later.